Six Nations elected council have approved the allocation of $1.3 million towards the resurfacing of the Six Nations Parks and Recreation parking lot. The project was discussed at the January 20th General Finance meeting, where council was updated on the Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation's management agreement funding with Six Nations elected council that allows funds from the Development Corporation to be set aside and utilized for Six Nations department projects. Jennifer Court, Six Nations elected council acting CEO, detailed the resurfacing project and two other projects that would be allocated funds for the 2024-2025 fiscal year.
So it's $1.3 million to resurface the parking lot. It's $40,276 for the Parks and Recreation Ball Diamond 3 to expand the outfield drainage and topsoil. And the remainder of that $1.607 million is for the Community Safety Fund.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonberry questioned the amounts of funding that were allocated to the Parks and Recreation Department and how the decision was made to fund those projects compared to other projects within different departments.
My question is, who makes those determinations? We have agreed that the money from MacDev is going to programs. It seems that there's one program there that got a significant amount of money and renovations. Like we say, housing and water are our priorities, so why are we looking at building tiny homes, or you're doing one program at a time? It seems just to be a little lopsided here, where the programming and the dollars being received by programs here, they should be more equitable, I think. So can somebody explain to me who's making these decisions and the determination, and what criteria are they using to make sure there's equity among all programs?
Councillor Dale Bonberry explained some of the background for how the determination is made to decide which department will have projects receiving funding and different departments working with one another to come to that decision.
Because I know when they make application, I know certain departments, I think one year may get money and the other ones will forego for that year and let it go to that department. So I know they work within themselves and to allow a project to happen. So they do make that decision, but I know they still have to submit a little proposal to the chief financial officer and the CEO.
Jennifer Core added that some of the projects receiving funds had been included in last year's budget and had been shortlisted to receive funding in the new fiscal year.
Yes, the amount in the therefore of the $1,607,987.60 is the exact amount that was allocated to us. I also just wanted to remind council that when we were going through the budgets and we were going through the own source revenue allocations, that there was a list of outstanding things that the departments had presented, and I was asked to direct those towards these funds. So things like the Parks and Rec resurfacing and the Ball Diamond came directly from those, and there were overflow from what could not be allocated from last year's allocation. And then I was asked just prior to allocating out these funds to ensure that we started creating a community safety fund. So that's where the remainder of that came from.
The 2024-2025 fiscal is the second year that Six Nations Elected Council and Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation have allocated funds through the management agreement, as previously departments would apply through the Development Corporation's Economic Development Trust. Councillor Amos Key Jr. also stated that he would like to see more discussions by council surrounding own sourced revenue from the community and where those funds go, to clarify for both elected council and the community.
I propose that we have on the next agenda just an own source funding discussion. Bring all the data that you have, share it with us, what we've been doing. This is my second year now, and I really don't have a grasp on how we're spending this money. So I really want, and what resolutions did we assign this money to? I want an update of that. Even if you want to call it an annual report of that from the last fiscal year, that'd be great. If that's what we're supposed to be doing in finance, I think that's what we need to be doing, especially own source funding, because it seems to be a big gray area.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the allocation of funds for the projects and to also present more information on own sourced revenue and how it's used during the January 20th General Finance meeting. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.